Welcome back to more pregame coverage with Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick. The Cadets are coming into this matchup with Clear Lake at 3-3 overall, 1-1 in district play in 3A District 2. And coach, thanks for taking some time here. Before we talk about this game specifically here in a sec, you guys are coming off a 37-21 win over Charles City last week. What were your guys' biggest takeaways from that one? I have to imagine, you know, a sense of momentum going into this week as well.
Well, definitely a team win. You know, each group stepped up when they needed to. You know, offensively, we did some really good things. Defensively, we got tough when we needed to, and we worked together to get the team win. And it was just a fun game for our kids. It was exciting, and you know, going into the meat of the season, we definitely needed that. We needed to keep going, so it was exciting and well timed for us.
So coming into this matchup with Clear Lake, those guys right now ranked number one in the Class 3A RPI, looking like a favorite to get to the Dome at this point. That being said, what does this opportunity mean to you guys to come in and face a team like this, kind of put your guys' work that you guys have put in to the test against a really strong program?
Well, you got to want these games. You got to look forward to these games because these are just opportunities to play the best, and it's one of the ones where we're excited. You know, we want that chance, and we want to see what we can do out there. And for us to get, you know, into a good place both now and down the road, we need to have these games to, you know, kind of test our mettle and see where we're at. So excited for the opportunity and can't wait to play.
So when it comes to facing Clear Lake, what's kind of your synopsis of the scouting report for these guys when it comes to these guys' offense? What's it going to take to slow down a team that's been, you know, putting up a lot of points, not only in district play, but throughout the entire season here as well?
The biggest thing for us, every one of our guys have to do their jobs. You know, most weeks you look through film and you try to find a weakness or you find a place that you can exploit. The tough part for us with them, you know, they're very athletic in a lot of places. So we're going to have to play very well. We know that they, you know, they can spread the ball in different places, both offensively and then, you know, defensively. They're very aggressive. They've got great athletes that fly the ball, and they're going to give you some fits. So we have to go in knowing those things and try to take advantage of things that we see and work with it and go from there.
And then on the flip side, what are the biggest steps that you guys are hoping to take offensively against this Clear Lake defense? What's it going to take to put you guys in the best position possible there?
We got to convert the third downs. You know, we're going to be in those third down situations where, you know, it's a third and eight, you know, third and six, and we got to be able to convert. If we can convert and we can put drives together, we're going to put them in places that they're not quite used to. You know, they're used to getting TFLs and getting teams in bad places, so for us is getting that third down and converting those, you know, convertible downs. With third and six, we got to be able to convert, keep a drive alive. We got to limit turnovers. If we sit there and, you know, we turn the ball over multiple times, we're just giving them more opportunities to win the game.
You guys have faced Clear Lake a few times over the last couple of years in non-district play, so definitely a whole lot more on the line this time around. But over these last few matchups with Clear Lake, what have been some of your biggest takeaways from those that you might be able to bring into this one?
Well, we know Clear Lake pretty well. They know us pretty well. You know, it's one of the ones where we played them, you know, year in, year out, and they're always pretty good. But for us, it's the thing with our kids. It's, you know, a lot of teams probably go into it and they're afraid. But our kids, they're just used to playing them. And we want to play them hard. And our kids know their kids. So, you know, we got to take care of our matchups and use that momentum of familiarity and you know, work with what we have and convert and do the good things.
You guys are right there in the mix for one of those wild card playoff spots in the RPI right now. Certainly still a lot to go here in district play, but knowing that you guys are in the position you are in that RPI, what does that kind of mean for your program as you navigate these final couple weeks of the season?
It's a huge shot in the arm. It helps us out. It's one of the ones where, you know, sometimes when you get this point in season, you know, you're beat up, you're banged up a little bit. Well, whenever, you know, we showed the kids where we're at with RPI, the realization that, you know, we can reach some of our goals and get to a good place, that we're still in a good spot, you know, kind of energize those kids and let them know that, you know, all the work they put in to the season, you know, and the past seasons are paying off for them. And we got to keep going. And, you know, we've got to continue to battle throughout the rest of the district play.
All right, and last question here for you for today. What are going to be the biggest X factors, the keys to the game here for you guys against Clear Lake?
For us offensively, we can't turn the ball over. We have to control the drives a little bit. We know not every drive is going to score, obviously, but we've got to piece that together. Defensively, we got to eliminate the big plays. You know, McIntyre is a big key to it, along with, you know, the running backs and the receivers. But we've got to slow them down. Any turnovers that we get would be a huge asset for us. And then special teams might be the factor. If we can stay in a good tight, you know, ball game with them, special teams might be the thing that decides it.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick talking about this upcoming matchup with Clear Lake. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch you after the game.
Thank you, and go Cadets.
All right, more pregame coverage is coming up next.